All right, hold my sandwich.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Here, you take that. Here. You ain't. Oh. Oh. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh,
good. Oh. All right, listen, B.O.B., once and for all. The earth looks flat because, one, you're not far enough away at your size. Two, your size isn't large enough relative to earth to notice any curvature at all. It's a fundamental fact of calculus and non-Euclidean geometry. Small sections of large curved surfaces will always look flat to little creatures that crawl upon it. But this whole thing, it's just a symptom of a larger problem. There's a growing anti-intellectual strain in this country. It may be the beginning of the end of our informed democracy. Of course, in a free society, you can and should think whatever you want. And if you want to think the world is flat, go right ahead. But if you think the world is flat and you have influence over others, as would successful rappers or even presidential candidates, then being wrong becomes being harmful to the health, the wealth, and the security of our citizenry. Discovery and exploration got us out of the caves, and each generation benefits from what previous generations have learned. Isaac Newton, my man, said, If I have seen farther than others, it's by standing on the shoulders of giants. Yeah. I get an amen. Woo. So that's right, B.O.B. When you stand on the shoulders of those who came before, you might just see far enough to realize the earth isn't flat. And by the way, this is called gravity.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, everybody. Oh, we'll be right back.